This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Aiding and Abetting by Lee Pyrgi. Friday, the week before Thanksgiving, I was busy clearing the pending work from my desk. I was going to get this done by the end of the day if it killed me. My plan was to take a few days off next week, combining them with the holidays, and it would give me 9 straight days out of the office. I would kick back, take some time to sit on my ass, regroup, watch football, and eat turkey sandwiches with no interruptions. I'm called Don to most people. My mother calls me Donald. I don't like it, but what are you going to do? Calling me Donnie will get a pissed off response. My ex called me that, and it brings bile to my throat. I can still hear Janice's voice. Donnie, don't leave. It's not what it looks like. Donnie, please let me explain. It was what it looked like. She was fucking some asshole she worked with in NY bed, and she got caught. I thank my lucky stars every day that I found out before we were married. Janice and I were to wed the next week. I walked away and never looked back. The episode with Janice made me take a hard look at myself. I let her walk all over me. I held Janice on a pedestal. I tried to change the way I was just for her. She changed the way I dressed. We hung out with her friends, not mine. She told me time after time I was too nice to people. When any of my friends asked, I was always there for them. She tried to get me to learn the word no, but in my world, helping friends was second nature. What is that old saying? One good turn deserves another. Well, something along that line. Anyway, it comes to mind that if I ever needed anything, my friends would be right there for me. They all owe me for something, but I'm not the type to hold it over their head. At 5, I had filed the last folder and was rushing out the door with the crowd. It had been a hectic day, and I looked forward to a beer at the pub across the street. My friends and I were sitting at the bar and relaxing with a cold one. All in all, life was pretty good. We played a few racks of 8-ball and generally mingled and shot the shit. I was back at the bar when Candy, one of the girls from the sales department, walked up with a smile. It always gives me a chill up my spine when a salesman gives me that smile. Candy and I have known each other since she joined the company about 5 years ago. I'm the director of human resources and know, or have at least met, all the employees. Candy and I rotate in different circles, but know each other. How can I describe her? Tall? Definitely, probably 5'10" at least. Slim? Yeah, but with curves and strategic alignment. A walking wet dream. Stylish? Like a model, correct to the last detail. Beautiful? Out of my league, way out. Blonde? No way, raven black. Hair loose, down to her wonderful heart-shaped ass. Lesbian? What? Yep, has a girlfriend. She swings from the other side of the plate. So that's Candy. She's good at her job, real good. She could sell ice cubes to Eskimos. She's always at the top in her division, and next in line for the director of sales position. Don, have you got a sec? I was wondering if I could talk to you for a minute. Her voice oozes sex appeal. Oh shit, here comes the sales pitch. Sure, Candy, would you like a drink? Yes, I love one beer, please. She smiled as she sat down beside me. Shocker there, I'd have said Chardonnay or Merlot. I ordered and turned back to see where our conversation was going. So what is it you want to talk about? I queried. I have a small problem and I was wondering if you could help. She wasn't quite so confident now. I need a husband, well, really a boyfriend. Her voice trailed off. Okay, I'll bite, what's the joke? What is this, candid camera? Am I being punked? I asked, looking around the room. It really is no joke, Don. My parents are flying to Hawaii for a vacation and they're stopping here next week to spend a couple of days with me for Thanksgiving. They want to meet my partner. I started to get the picture. And you told them you were living with a man. She was looking down now, afraid to look at my eyes. Why not just dress Vivian up like a guy? I said with sarcasm. Come on, Don, this isn't funny. If my dad found out about me, it would kill him. He'd have a freaking stroke. She said. Candy, this shit sounds like a bad situation comedy. I keep seeing old I Love Lucy reruns here. There's no way this is going to work unless your parents are complete morons. Why don't you just tell them the truth? Trust me, the truth will set you free. I told her. I just can't. She stuttered. Tears were forming in the corners of her eyes now. Great, just fucking wonderful. I was in the middle of a snow job and starting to feel like that Eskimo I mentioned earlier. I wish I could cry like women do. I'd walk right into a new car dealership and bawl my eyes out until they gave me a new Mercedes. If I agree, and I do mean if, you're going to have to do something for me. Anything, Don, anything, I would be so grateful. The smile was returning now. I want turkey, and lots of it. Yeah, and no giblets in the gravy, I hate giblets. Her face lit up like the sun. I think she was expecting me to ask for more, a lot more. Like maybe something really disgusting to her, like sex with a man.
You won't be sorry, Don, I promise.
She said, giving me a kiss on my forehead.
I seriously doubt that, I'm already sorry.
I said to myself. As she turned and hurried away, I called out.
Candy, no marshmallows on the yams either.
She waved back and rushed out the door.
What is that word?
It's right on the tip of my tongue.
And oh, that's it.
That's what I should have said. Well, so much for a peaceful lazy week off. That turkey better be good, damn good. The next morning I was trying to sleep through a hangover. I don't usually get drunk, but after Candy left, well, you know. It sunk in what kind of screwed up mess I was in for. I could hear bells ringing, God make them stop please. Shit, I sat up, it was the doorbell. Who the hell could be ruining my day at this hour? It was barely noon.
Candy? What the hell are you doing here?
Candy was standing on my doorstep with four large suitcases.
Are you going to ask me in?
She asked. I stood there in my underwear shading my eyes trying to figure out what the hell was happening. It was too hard, screw it. I left the door open and walked back to my bedroom scratching my ass as I walked.
Don, I hate to bother you. Where are the cleaning supplies?
Candy whispered.
Kitchen sink.
I grumbled. 15 minutes later.
Don, do you have a broom?
Pantry door. 5 minutes.
Dustpan?
Entertainment center. 2 minutes.
Windex?
Wall safe, behind the Rembrandt. It was obvious there would be no peace. I crawled to the bathroom and rummaged through the old prescription bottles and found some old Vicodin the dentist had given me for pain. I took two. 15 minutes later I was mowing the lawn, my iPod was at full volume, and I had a smile that wrapped almost all the way around my head. I laughed to myself about doing yard work in November. That's SoCal for you, I'm sure we'd have another green Christmas. Bad things were coming, bad things indeed. Less than a day after talking to Candy, I had a drug and alcohol problem, shit, but my yard looked good. I assumed Candy had come early to get things mommy cleaned for her parents' visit. I'm no slob, but a bachelor just doesn't clean the same as a woman. I also figured that Candy had moved in. By the size and number of bags she had brought with her, she intended to be here the entire week. Candy had been a busy girl, the house looked like somebody else lived there. By then, I had sweated the hangover away and the drugs were worn off. I walked into the kitchen to get a bottle of water. Candy was bent at the waist cleaning the refrigerator. Her perfect ass in those short shorts was almost more than I could take right then. Oh Lord, what have I done to deserve this? A cold shower, that's what I needed right then. I had to get my mind off Candy. Without the bottle of water, I headed for my bedroom. Goddamn, I had been invaded, all of her things were in my room. We would have to talk about this after my shower, I had a hard-on to get rid of first. The water was as cold as I could stand, my body was freezing but my dick was still hard as stone. I changed tactics and turned the tap to hot. I may as well face facts and be comfortable while I stroked my problem away. I had no more than lathered up when I heard her.
Don, I'm going to run to the store. Do you need anything while I'm out?
She asked. I could just make out her outline in the doorway through the opaque glass of the shower.
Yeah, I could use your help with my hard cock. How about you wrap those perfect lips around the head of my dick?
I wanted to say, but didn't.
No, I don't think so.
Was what I really said.
Don, do you mind if I pick up some new curtains for the kitchen? I hate to say it, but the ones you have now are terrible.
She asked. She asked, that was the key, she had asked. Janice would have just done it, and never even considered my feelings.
Yeah, go ahead, I don't mind. Oh Don, by the way, you have a cute butt.
She giggled.
Not nearly as cute as yours.
I thought to myself. For the next few minutes, I punished Don Jr. for acting the way he did after seeing Candy's ass. I literally beat the snot out of him, twice. It was going to be a long hard week, and I do mean hard. For the record, I felt bad about using Candy as a masturbation fantasy. She wasn't a piece of meat to be drooled over. She just had that effect on me. It occurred to me that I would just have to be more careful around her. When she got back from the store, her face was red as if she had been crying. Crap, was she a mind reader too?
What's wrong? Have I done something?
I asked with genuine concern.
No, Don, it's not important. It wasn't anything you did.
She replied.
Are you sure?
I looked closely to see if it was my fault.
It's Vivian.
She blurted right before she broke down and the tears and sobbing started in earnest. Should I run? Should I try to comfort her? I didn't know what to do. It wasn't really my business, but we were friends, well, sort of. I did what a good husband would do and held her in my arms. I stroked her hair. I held her until the moment passed. She looked up at me.
I went back to my apartment, and Vivian was already in bed with another woman. God damn her, I mean it was never serious between us but...
And then the crying started all over. It was pretty quiet around the house that night. Candy's bad experience had brought a lot of bad feelings about Janice to the surface. I tried to keep Candy's spirits up, but that's not easy when you feel like shit yourself. I went to bed early that night, not because I was tired. That creepy lonely feeling was getting to me. Laying there in the dark, I really knew how Candy was feeling.
Don, are you awake?
Yeah, come on in.
I said.
I know that I've already asked a lot of you, but since most of my stuff is already here, would it be okay if I stayed until I found an apartment? Just a few days?
She asked. I didn't answer, there was really no need. I held my hand out to her, and she took it. I pulled her to me and wrapped my arms around her. I embraced her, there were no words.
Eventually, I sensed she had fallen asleep in my arms. It was extremely difficult to sleep with this wonderful creature in such close proximity. Her soft skin and wonderful smell filled my head with obscene and very vivid thoughts. I remember thinking that it would be nice to die this way, with Candy in my arms. Candy woke me early, about 6 I'd say. She handed me a hot mug of coffee and sat down on the bed. "I'd like to say thanks for last night, Don. I needed that more than I can explain," she said, with softness and sincerity. "I'll be there for you anytime, Candy," I said. "You already have, you're up pretty early, are you going somewhere?" I asked, noticing she was wearing a jacket. "Yeah, I thought I'd go get the rest of my things. I want to get it over with. Give me 5 minutes, I just have to brush my teeth," I told her. Candy was surprised but didn't refuse my offer to help. I wanted to be there for moral support as well if things went badly with Vivian. She was quiet on the ride over and I sensed some bitterness, but not toward me. I suspected she was gearing up for a confrontation. As luck would have it, Vivian was gone when we got there. The packing went smoothly and we were ready to leave in less than an hour. Vivian arrived as the last box was loaded into my old truck. "So this is it, you were going to sneak away without a word?" Vivian said. "What's left to say? You made your choice, now have a happy life," Candy said, walking up to stand next to me. She maneuvered herself under my arm and put her hand on my stomach. It was a very suggestive gesture. "Let's go, Don. I see you wasted no time finding a replacement. I'll bet he's not as good as me. How's the sex with a stinky hairy man? It makes me want to puke just thinking about it," Vivian spat. "Actually, it was more than I could ever dream of. The sex was so much better than with you. Think about it, Viv, having a big hard cock sliding in and out of your tight little pussy. Real flesh, Viv, hard and throbbing, it's real, Viv, it's not like that plastic strap-on of yours. Oh yes, and the way he makes me feel like a woman. When I'm in his arms, it's so safe, I feel protected. God, I get tingly just thinking about it." Candy now had her hand down the front of my pants. She was rubbing her hand back and forth on my crotch. She looked up at me with her dreamy bedroom eyes. I felt like I was about to have a heart attack, but played along. Vivian must have been struck dumb. Her mouth was moving but nothing audible came out. Candy pulled my head down and planted her lips on mine. She kissed me passionately. Her tongue was exploring my mouth. I was afraid I was going to come as Candy broke the kiss. "Viv, do yourself a favor, find a real man and get laid. Come on, honey, let's go," Candy said to me. I opened the driver's door and Candy slid in, stopping in the middle. I barely had room to get in, she was sitting that close. Vivian's mouth was still moving, but she hadn't uttered a single word as we drove off down the street. When we'd rounded the corner, we both started laughing. "I'm sorry, Don, but the opportunity was too good to pass up," she continued giggling. "Candy, you're evil. That was priceless, well worth the price of admission. I'm starving, let's get something to eat. Sex always makes me hungry," she laughed. We'd unloaded all of Candy's things by noon. It had been a hell of a morning. Candy seemed to be over Vivian already. She was humming and singing as she continued the makeover of my house. Later, we ate and watched football on TV. Candy seemed to enjoy the game more than me. I hadn't pictured her as a sports fan. For quite some time after the game, we talked and really got to know each other on a more personal level. Candy, I found to be a genuine down-to-earth sort, far from the high-maintenance type that I'd imagined. I was feeling very comfortable being around her. We clicked together. I found myself wanting her, and not in just sexual terms. Candy was yawning. We both decided it was time for bed. After a shower, I crawled into my bed. Candy came in carrying her pillow. "Don, I've been thinking. We'll be sleeping together while Mom and Dad are here. Would it be alright with you if we kind of got in the habit?" she asked. There was some logic in what she was thinking, but that didn't mean I thought it was a good idea. I envisioned the lamb crawling into the lion's den. I just wasn't sure yet which one of us was the lion. "Sure," was my reply. "I'm going to take a hot bath first. You go ahead and go to sleep and I'll join you in a while." She skipped off to the adjoining bath. Sleep, ha, what a joke. That got us in my bed and I was supposed to sleep, as if. To make matters worse, she had not closed the door to the bathroom. 15 feet away, she was bathing, her nude body languishing in the steamy hot water. I could hear her soft voice singing as she lolled in the oversized tub. Torture, that's what it was. I rolled over and tried to sleep. No goddamn way was it going to happen. It couldn't possibly get worse, or could it? Yes, when I felt her slip into bed next to me, it was assuredly worse. I was on fire. All I would have to do is reach for her. I could already feel the heat radiating from her lithe body. She was there for the taking, but no, that wouldn't be appropriate. It wasn't what she wanted, or was it? Was she subtly offering herself to me? Fuck, I was going insane. As you might have guessed by now, the entire night was a slow-burning, never-ending hell. I could have, so easily, but I didn't. I wanted to, so badly, but I didn't. She trusted me, implicitly, but she shouldn't. In the end, I couldn't, but you can bet your fucking ass that I thought about it, and I thought about nothing else. The next morning, Candy told me she had never had a better night's sleep. I didn't bother telling her that I had slept like an insomniac in a church bell tower. I wasn't sure how I was going to stand 5 more days like this. The lack of sleep was chipping away at me. Being near Candy was becoming increasingly difficult. I did something that day I swore to myself I'd never do in a million years. I cleaned out my garage. It was hard, dirty work, but it was something that I could do with little brain power. I had damn little of that left. My sleepless night yearning for Candy had put doubts in my head about her feelings for me. How could she possibly be interested in a nobody like me? I spent the entire day cleaning and rearranging. I was a zombie when I came back in the house that evening. The house smelled wonderful. Candy must be in the kitchen cooking. I headed straight for the bedroom. A shower was definitely in order. A hot shower, and then I planned to jump into bed. If I was lucky, I'd be asleep before Candy even realized I was in the house. My sorry ass was dragging as I stripped down in my walk-in closet. Without another thought, I hit the bathroom, peed, jumped into the shower, and almost fell asleep under the showerhead. As I dried myself, I thought of how wonderful a good night's sleep would be. "Dinner is in the oven," I heard Candy say. Jesus, I realized all too late she was in the bathtub and had been since I'd come in. It was surreal. I stood there, naked, staring. How could I have not noticed? I was too stunned to even try to cover myself, and why bother now? I'd been there for at least 10 minutes. Candy didn't seem fazed at all. She wasn't the least bit embarrassed. I tried to act cool, that is, until I realized Don Jr. had noticed Candy's beautiful body soaking in the tub. Another fine mess, why Lord, why? Screw it, what's done is done. I didn't apologize. After all, she could have said something earlier or at least closed the door. Candy rose from the water and stepped out of the tub. My life was getting weirder by the minute. Candy took my towel and began to dry herself. You must be exhausted, you've been at it all day. You go jump into bed and I'll bring you something to eat, she said. That's what I did. I was too beat to argue and I didn't even bother with clothes. Candy brought two plates and we ate in bed. Thankfully she had put a robe on. When she took the empty plates back to the kitchen, I wondered if after only 2 days together, we had somehow already become an old married couple. Comfortable around each other, and no sex. No sex, that's what I was dreaming about when I woke up, a life without sex. There was a problem, however. Candy was spooned up against my back. It was still dark. The alarm read 3:45. I could feel that she was wearing the same sleep attire as me, none. Her arm was draped over me, and Don Jr. was reaching for her hand. I was attracted to Candy like no other before her. Her sexual orientation was confusing the hell out of me. She had to know what she was doing, didn't she? I began to wonder how fucking stupid I was. Did she really trust me that much? Was she being coy? Maybe I had to make the first move. With all the willpower I had, I shoved all those thoughts away and fell back to sleep. Little Don was awake before me. Candy had him by the neck. When I realized what was going on, I slipped out of bed. What stupid thing to do, is that what you're thinking? Maybe, but I wanted Candy to at least be awake for our first sexual encounter. I wanted there to be no mistake on either part. We both needed to know exactly what was going on. While Candy slept, I thought about how things were going. Tonight would be the night. One way or the other, I would make my intentions clear to her. Today was Tuesday. Her parents would be arriving tomorrow. She would be busy with them and I would be like the fourth wheel on a tricycle. If she was not interested in me, I was better off knowing before they arrived. We spent close to 2 hours at the supermarket. Candy told me she needed to start getting prepared for our Thanksgiving feast. There were pies to bake, and she would be busy all day. I made myself available to help but stayed out of the kitchen. My day was spent running to the market for things we had forgotten. Candy had busted her butt in the kitchen. When she finally sat down, she was obviously tired. I offered to massage her sore back, and she gladly accepted. As my fingers worked their magic, Candy was clearly relaxing. She directed me to the knotted muscles. A little left, ooh, lower, That feels so good, she cooed. I was just about to ask what else I could do to relieve her tension when the phone rang. The fucking phone, what shitty timing. It was Candy's cell phone. Had it been mine, I would have ignored it. Who do you imagine it was that ruined the moment? It was Candy's mom. They had managed to get an early flight and would be arriving later that evening. Candy was excited, and we spent a couple of hours trying to get our stories straight. How long we had been together? When was the wedding? What would the children's names be? This was never going to work in a million years. I could feel the divorce coming and we weren't even married. We got back from the airport at 11. Everyone was talking and getting caught up. I tried to stay with the conversation without sticking my foot in my mouth. Candy sat very close to me. We played the loving couple. The hugs and kisses were driving me wild, but I tried not to let it show too much. Candy's dad, Ben, broke things up at about 1 o'clock. He said he was going to bed. I followed suit and left Candy and her mom, Cynthia, to talk some more. I felt the timing was wrong to suggest anything tonight. That feeling was confirmed when Candy slid into bed wearing a Don't You Touch Me flannel nightgown. Don Jr. was not at all impressed, and he let me sleep. Wednesday morning, I found that Ben had discovered my plasma TV and was watching an old war movie from my DVD collection. Candy and Cynthia were busy in the kitchen, so I poured some coffee and went out to watch the cars. Did you ever feel like something wonderful was almost within reach, but when you extended your hand it was slipping through your fingers? I couldn't figure it out. How was I going to find out how Candy felt about me with her parents there? I'd worked up an appetite by the time the cars were done. Inside, I found Ben yelling at the TV screen trying to warn John Wayne of the impending doom about to befall the Navy at Pearl Harbor. For Christ's sake, get out of there, you're all gonna die. He was yelling, as if he could change the course of history. I shook off that image and headed for the kitchen hoping to find a sandwich. Candy and Cynthia were babbling something, but abruptly stopped when they saw me. It's pretty hard to ignore the paranoia when that happens. Candy looked embarrassed, and Cynthia was smiling at me. I couldn't tell if it was genuine or one of those look, here comes the dumbass now smiles. Something had definitely been going on, but what? Amazingly enough, Candy had read my mind and handed me a humongous BLT sandwich. Cynthia took one to Ben, leaving Candy and I alone for the first time since this morning. Between bites I asked, "Are they buying it?" Candy had a funny look I couldn't read. "Daddy hasn't got a clue. He really likes you. He told me anyone that has that many John Wayne movies is okay by him," she whispered. She moved in close to me just as I'd taken another bite. Her eyes closed, and she leaned in and kissed me with enough force that I almost choked. I wiped the mayo from the corner of her mouth as she mouthed the words, "Thank you." Then she took a big bite of my BLT. Cynthia had walked into the kitchen and caught most of our exchange, trying not to be too cute. "You want some too?" I asked, offering her my sandwich. "Yes, I'd love some," she said, and walked past the outstretched BLT and kissed me right on the mouth. "Jesus Christ, Cynthia, what about Ben?" I whispered loudly. "What about him? He has his own sandwich, and I seriously doubt that he wants to kiss you." She laughed. I was beginning to think the whole family was a little off kilter, with me being the worst of the bunch. Candy was about to bust a gut. It was pretty funny come to think of it. The remainder of the day passed without further stupidity on my part. Ben decided to call it a day. He was worn out from so much activity. He had fought a bunch of oil well fires and roped a few rhinoceros with the Duke. I really didn't have any idea how bedtime would play out tonight. I decided to just take it as it happened. Candy was sending mixed signals with her sleepwear. It wasn't the flannel nightgown, nor was she nude. It was short, lacy, but not too sheer. I rubbed her shoulders and her body language told me I was on the right track. I tried not to read too much into it. I would continue with a friendly massage and see where we went from there. "Does that feel good?" I asked. "Really good, please don't stop," she purred. "Let me get some lotion," I told her and went to the bathroom. When I returned, she had removed the nightie and was stretched out on her stomach. I warmed the lotion in my hands and spread it gently on her smooth skin. I started with her upper back muscles, rubbing and kneading. Candy was groaning and cooing. Using my fingers, I put pressure on the muscles that ran next to her spine. My thumbs worked deep into the tissue, causing her to moan with pleasure. I applied more lotion to my hands as I continued down to her lower back. "Oh God, yes, right there. I'm in heaven," she whispered. My hands found a rhythm, and even with the lotion, I felt her skin warming from the friction. I continued the assault on her lower back. Candy was totally relaxed now. She didn't flinch as I peeled the panties off of her delicious ass. I replenished the lotion on my hands. Firmly, I rubbed the lotion on her soft skin. My thumbs dug deep into her tired muscles. I caressed every centimeter of skin. I expected her to tighten when my fingers explored deep into the crack of her lovely ass. She purred like a kitten. Candy was subtly grinding her hips as my hands gently probed her inner thighs. My fingers brushed casually across her labia, causing her legs to spread slightly. There was no doubt that she was aroused, but I was in no hurry. My hands moved away as I worked the muscles of her legs. Her toes curled and flexed as my hands massaged her feet. Candy had rolled over now so she could watch me minister to her needs. I kissed her big toe as I finished her right foot and picked up the left. She giggled and smiled. I spent an equal amount of time on her other foot and started towards her shins and knees. I began to worry a bit, wouldn't you? The pressure to do this right was enormous. How was I going to be as good as, or better than her female lovers? I questioned my abilities as the male of the species. If I didn't stop thinking this bullshit, I was going to talk myself out of doing what I wanted most. I had spent nearly an hour up to this point. Candy's legs were spread wide, allowing me complete access. I heard a deep moan and what sounded like a muffled scream. I looked up at Candy. She looked back questioningly. It hadn't come from her. When we heard the headboard banging against the wall in the guest bedroom, we instantly knew the source of the scream. As the headboard kept pounding, Candy looked horrified. She wrapped a pillow around her head, trying to drown out the noise. "Don, make it stop," she pled. "How?" was my reply. "Oh God, this is so embarrassing." She was almost in tears. She was sitting up with her knees held tightly to her chest. The thought of walking in on Candy's parents with a screwdriver and a wrench crossed my mind. How would they react if I tightened the bolts on the bed while they screwed away with me in the room? I quickly dismissed that notion. With clenched teeth, and as if it were my fault, Candy seethed. "Do something, Don." So I did. I did the only rational thing I could think of. I pulled Candy out of her fetal embrace and kissed her. I kissed her hard, taking her breath away. For those few seconds, the banging of the bed was ignored. I kissed her again. This time she kissed back. She was the aggressor now, and she hungrily kissed my neck. We pawed at each other as the lust built. With no forethought, I alternately bit her swollen nipples. Candy screeched like a wildcat. She grasped my head tightly and pulled me to her aching breasts. This was not slow, passionate love. It was greedy animal sex. This was not going as I had envisioned our first time together. I felt her teeth bite hard into my neck as my hand cupped her pussy. She was dripping wet when I slipped my finger inside her. Candy smothered me with a hard kiss when my fingertip brushed over her engorged clit. Her tongue pushed past my lips and tickled the roof of my mouth. I threw her back onto the mattress and quickly discarded my shorts. Candy's eyes gleamed with satisfaction as I climbed between her legs. I pressed her down as I bathed her neck with my tongue. Our lips met at the same instant my hard cock penetrated her. She bit down hard on my bottom lip when I pushed myself inside of her. "Ooh, fuck yes, fuck me, baby," she groaned. "Ah, yes, just like that." We pounded each other, thrust meeting thrust. We fit each other well, somehow sensing the other's movement. Candy wrapped her legs tightly around me and bucked. Her eyes were closed, and her teeth clenched. A scream came from the next room. Candy screamed back as she wildly gyrated beneath me. She tensed, her entire body became rigid as we climaxed together. Our sweaty bodies stuck together, Candy cupped my face in her hands and placed small kisses on my eyelids. I didn't do you justice when I was teasing Viv the other day. My first time with a man, it was amazing. She cooed. Well, I had to do something to take your mind off that damn banging. I joked. What banging? She giggled, quickly changing the subject. Sweetie? HMMN? I'm hungry, would you like something? You stay right where you are, I'll fix something. I was at the cooktop browning some French toast when I felt hands running up my bare chest. I looked over my shoulder, expecting to see Candy. That smells good. Could I have some of that? Asked Cynthia. Sure, was my brilliant reply, praying to God up above that she meant the toast. I moved to get a plate from the cupboard, trying to get Cynthia's hands off of me. Cynthia is a very attractive woman, and under different circumstances I would be all too happy to have her close to me. You can all see the position I was in. She was wearing a sheer kimono, and even in the dim light I could make out nearly every feature of her beautiful body under the silk. Trying to remain calm, I fixed a plate for her and went back to the frying pan to make more. It looks like Candy has picked up more than one family trait from me, she said cryptically. This is delicious. I took the bait. And what would that be? She is rather, shall we say, vocal during sex. Well, like mother, like daughter. I prodded. Oh, you heard that? She said without looking up. How could you miss? I smirked. To be honest, Don, I was wondering how long it was going to take you. Candy has been almost throwing herself at you. She tells me that she was wondering if she was going to have to rape you. I looked at her in astonishment. Oh, really? I had the feeling now I was being set up. So I take it that you know all about her and me. Am I the only one not in on the joke? What's supposed to happen now, Mom? Am I supposed to take you back to my bed? Are we going to make it a threesome? I was getting angry now. Is that what you want? Do you want me? She asked. No, I really don't, and where the hell does Ben fit into all of this? I suppose he likes to watch, is that it? Whoa, Don, you're getting this all mixed up. As far as Ben is concerned, you're his soon-to-be son-in-law. He doesn't know anything about Candy's lifestyle choice. This was intended to be for his benefit. So you were in on it from the beginning? I asked. I started to get agitated from being led around like there was a ring through my nose. Cynthia seemed to know too much about our arrangement. No, I wasn't, Don. I knew about Candy's sexual preference, but until earlier today I was just hoping that she'd gotten that out of her system and you and her were for real. Don, I'm a concerned mother, I want grandchildren. There was very little chance of that happening the way things were. So why did she tell you about us, I mean? She was confused, she's never had those feelings about a man before. She was afraid that you wouldn't respond to her. Don, Candy has fallen for you, she told me all about how wonderful you've treated her. She wanted some advice from her mother. That doesn't even come close to explaining why you were coming on to me. It was a simple test, Don. Now that you have made my little girl a woman, I wanted to know if you were just after a piece of ass. If you were like most other guys, you wouldn't turn down the chance to stick your dick in any available hole. It was probably stupid of me, but it told me what I needed to know about you as a man. And just what would that be? That she was right about you, you're the real deal. Don, she's my baby, I only want the best for her. By then I had burned the French toast. As I hurriedly made a new batch, Cynthia finished eating. I pondered what she had done and told me. It all made little sense to me, but woman logic confuses the shit out of me. Candy had fallen for me, imagine that. She had been throwing herself at me, only I was too afraid of making the wrong move to act on it. Now that you know this was all an act, don't you think maybe we are all rushing things? I asked. It could be done, but sometimes when the chemistry is just right, well, it only takes a heartbeat to know. She said. Cynthia, can I ask you one last thing? Sure, hun, shoot, what would you have done if I was like all those other guys? How far would you have gone? That's a tough question, you're a good-looking man. Maybe I would have, or then again maybe not. One thing's for certain, you'll never ever know for sure, she said with a wink. She came to me and we hugged, the hug was just the same as my mother would have given me. As she walked away, I'm sure she swayed her ass more than usual. That woman had just manhandled me. I was glad that she liked me, fuck, with an enemy of her skills, suicide might be the wisest choice. Candy was a little peeved when I returned. Who takes 45 minutes to make French toast? I'm not hungry now, she pouted. I set the plate beside her. But you will be in 5 minutes. I said as I climbed between her legs and flicked my tongue across her slit. 3 minutes, 20 seconds later. This toast is perfect, no wonder it took so long. After Candy had fallen asleep, I stared at the ceiling wondering if Cynthia was right. Could we really fall in love in such a short time? I thought about it until I finally gave in to sleep. Did I have my answer? Thanksgiving morning, Candy and I showered together. We got further acquainted with each other's bodies as the hot water poured over us. Candy, I had a long talk with your mom in the kitchen last night, I said. She had a worried look. Don, I can explain. Your mom already did. She looked very afraid. Fearing the worst. What did she say? She said a lot, but the important thing I learned last night is that we've both been keeping secrets from each other. All that ends right now, there isn't any way around it, I'll just say it. Candy, I've fallen in love with you.
What?
I think I have soap in my ears, did you just say? I wondered for a moment if Cynthia had been pulling my chain. I said, I love you, Candy. I'd committed myself. I didn't have to wonder long if I'd done the right thing. Candy leapt from the floor and wrapped her arms and legs around me. Her kiss said volumes about her feelings for me. She broke the kiss. And I love you too, she said with a tear in her eye. Ben was glued to the TV. He and John were still trying to win World War II. As I poured my morning coffee, Cynthia smiled. How are you this morning, Donald?
Just peachy, mother, I replied.
That brought a laugh from her. But it kind of creeped me out how she called me Donald. Only my mother got away with that. Candy came in seconds later and gave me a kiss that nearly brought me to my knees. She gave Cynthia a big hug and whispered something in her ear. They both smiled.
I couldn't be happier, Cynthia said. The bird is already in the oven. You two should find something to do for a few hours.
Candy was quick to act. She grabbed me by the hand and rushed me to the bedroom. We spent the next few hours in bed, watching a great football game on TV. The table was set for a glorious feast. It was going to be a shame to carve into the perfectly brown turkey. Not. Everything looked so delicious, I could hardly wait. I was chatting with the girls as I enjoyed our Thanksgiving dinner. Ben was busy concentrating on his food and seemed to be ignoring the chit-chat. I think he was trying to get back to see what was going on at Fort Apache. Out of the blue, Candy spoke. I love you, Don. She said it softly, and the look she gave me melted my heart. Then from the farthest, most remote part of left field, Ben, without looking up and between mouthfuls of potatoes, said,
Candy, does this mean you're not a lesbian anymore?
The silence was like a sonic boom. The girls stared with mouths agape.
Ben!
Cynthia said with astonishment. Simultaneously, Candy shouted.
Daddy!
Without missing a bite, Ben said.
What?
It's a valid question. Shrugging his shoulders. The jig was up and we'd all been had. I honestly can't remember when I've laughed so hard. Ben looked directly at me and had the biggest shit-eaten grin I'd ever seen.
Pay attention, son, you need to learn a few things if you're going to survive married life.
He told me. Without another word, he dove back into his plate. Candy and her mother finally saw the humor. I swore before God that if I lived to be 100, every time I sat at this table I would remember this meal. Candy came to what was now our bed. I made love to her. It wasn't the spontaneous sex like the night before. We took our time. She touched parts of my soul that had never been used before. I worshipped her with a passion that I'd never shown to anyone else. The banging headboard from the next room was hardly noticed. The next morning when the cab arrived, we said our goodbyes to Ben and Cynthia. I made a promise to Ben to have a fresh stack of DVDs for their Christmas visit. It had been one hell of an interesting week. I missed out on some of the football I had planned on. But I did get an unexpected dividend, a sweet tooth. Yes, that's what I said. A sweet tooth only Candy can satisfy. The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.